This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels are making a critical push on Thursday for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The warnings are now coming from top allies like former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former President Obama, whom sources say has privately expressed his concerns to Democrats about his ex-vice president's run.
The future is pretty clear.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says the party simply cannot unite if the president stays in the race. The president, though, insists it's not too late to recover politically, telling Univision many people don't even focus on the election until September.
Everything so far between Trump and me has been basically even.
And argues he remains the best choice to beat Trump again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris questioned on Thursday Republicans' attempts to portray themselves as the party of unity.
In recent days, they've been trying to portray themselves as the party of unity. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump claimed earlier this week his Thursday night convention speech would be toned down following a shooter's attempted assassination on Saturday. The Israeli parliament voted on Thursday to oppose a Palestinian state as an existential threat, a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told lawmakers the army had U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas by the throat. The vote drew swift criticism from Palestinian leadership in the international community. It's largely symbolic, but laid down a marker ahead of Netanyahu's U.S. Congress.